Blog Talk Radio.
Living in a time, folks. Living in a time, folks.
This is Joan Matthews coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. Again, we are here today, all of us, not of our own strength, not of our own power, not of anything that we have done, but because the Lord God Almighty have brought us here into another day. So today is March 30th, 2018. And again, it's Joan Matthews coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. And folks, just to say, we are living in the last days. We are truly living in the last days. And what are we to do when we wake up in the morning and we see the sunshine? We wake up in the morning and we see our loved ones are still here by our side. We are to give God the glory. We are to give Him the honor and the praise. You know, the Word of God said, Jesus Christ in the book of John said, love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And the second is like unto it, love your neighbor as yourself. You know, it's funny because we as human beings, we go about, whether we are a man or a woman, we go about seeking love. We go about seeking to love someone and hoping that someone will love us back. And we desire to have that loved one please us. And I hope that we are pleasing our loved ones. Folks, if the heart of man so desire to love and to be loved, what does that say? What is it telling us? Well, I believe it's telling us that there is this need in us, this depth of need in each and every single one of us that was created to love and to be loved. But folks, we are seeking that love in all the wrong places. And we are seeking for others to love us back, but we are not seeking in the right place. The Bible said the first and great commandment is to love God with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind. And the second is like it, is to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. I realize and I come to the conclusion that there is no one in this entire universe. No one in all my years of living, there is no one that will ever, ever love me the way Yeshua, Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, have loved me. No one can love me the way my Savior and Lord has loved me. And I've realized that I can never, ever give my heart my soul and my mind and my entire being. I can never truly love anyone but the Most High God. I can never truly love and give in my all to anyone but my Father, but Yeshua HaMashiach. He knows my heart. He knows the depths of my heart. He's not counting my sins and my transgressions. He knows whether or not I love him truly. And so, he will never count my faults. He will never throw them back in my face. He will never do anything to hurt me. So, folks, I remember the Lord said to me when I was dealing with some issues with some family members, and the Lord said to me, love them for me. And I said, Father, I can't. I don't have what it takes inside of me to love them. He said, love them for me. I said, I can't, Father. I don't have what it takes to love them. The only way I can love them is if you pour out your love in me. Then I can love them, but I don't have it in me. And my Father said to me, love them when they hate you. Love them when they curse you. Love them when they lied about you. Love them when they've done all manner of evil to you. Love them for me. Man, I cried and I cried and I cried. And I wept and I said, I can't, Father. I can't love them. I don't have what it takes. The only way I can love them is if you pour out your love in me, and with your love abiding in me, then and only then I can love them. And Father said to me, allow me to love them for you. He said, let me love them through you. I wept even more. I said, Father, I am not worthy. I am not worthy that you would do such a thing in me. He said, it is not you who is worthy. It is I, the Lord your God, in you who is worthy. Man, I fell on my face and I wept and I said, Father, be it unto me according to your word, according to your will, let it be done. Let me tell you something. I never thought that I can love these people, but I take pity on them. I have compassion on them. I do all sorts of things to help them. And yes, I'm able to love them. Even after they've done all manner of evil things to me, against me, I still love them. So folks, we have not because we ask not. And I've asked the Father. I said, Father, I don't know how to love you. I don't think I've ever loved you. Would you please show me how to love you? So folks, that's another topic. Let me tell you something. Jesus Christ, Yeshua said, I am the door of the sheep. What does it mean? You know, Holy Spirit was just showing me so much on this door when Yeshua said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to me, no one cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14, chapter 6. And then John chapter 10, starting from verse 1, says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that enter not by the door, just remember the word door. And just remember Yeshua said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The way can also mean like the doorway, a path that one might take. An entryway, a door. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 1, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that enter not by the door into the sheepfold, but climb up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that enter in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. He that enter in by the door, he that come to Yeshua, for learning, for to be taught of him, who follow him everywhere he goes, who abide by his words, by his laws, by his commandments, by his precepts and statutes. He that enter not by the door into the sheepfold, but climb up another way, the same as a thief and a robber. Verse 2, but he that enter in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter or the Holy Spirit opened. And the sheep hear his voice, and he climb and he call his own sheep by name and lead them out from this world, lead them out from sin, lead them out of temptations, lead them out of danger and out of harm's way. And when he put forth his own sheep, he go before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. So when the Lord God put us out there, when he put us out there into the world, he doesn't leave us alone. The word of God, Yeshua's own word, he said, he go before them. The Lord will go before us. He will go before us. He will show us the way. We just have to follow the truth. We just have to believe. Say the sheep follow him and they know his voice. We know his voice. We know the voice of the chief shepherd, Yeshua HaMashiach. And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Verse 7 said, then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. There we go again. Jesus said unto them, I am the door of the sheep. Am I? Verse 7. And Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. What does it mean that he is the door of the sheep? What do we do with a door? We enter into a door and we go in and out of a door. And when we go into a door, then there are much to see inside that place. Where we enter in, there is much to be done, there is much to see, there is much to learn. We can go in, we can come out. All that ever come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. Verse 9 says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Wow. If we only understand what Yeshua is saying to us, if we can only just understand what Yeshua is saying to us in this particular scripture, then then there is so much. There is so much to be had from this scripture. Then we can walk in boldness and we will not fear anything at all. So let me go back here. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and go in and out. Just imagine when we face danger. Let's just say, when Moses and the children of Israel was running from Pharaoh and his army, and they encountered the sea, before them. There was nothing they can do. They couldn't turn back. They couldn't go to the left nor to the right. They only can go in the sea. But if they enter into the sea, they will be drowned. They had many animals and children and women. And so if they enter into the sea, they will be drowned. But just imagine Moses. Just imagine Moses had faith in the Most High God. He trusted God and he had faith in God. So Jesus Christ said, I am the way, I am the door of the sheep. If any man enter in, he shall be saved. But when we enter into this relationship with Yeshua, when we enter into this faith, into this trust with him, when we trust in him and we believe in him, and we enter into this relationship with him, then Yeshua, who is the door, we just enter into him. We just believe in him. And just the fact that we believe in him and we trust in him, that he becomes that doorway. He becomes that doorway. He becomes that way. He becomes that portal into which we walk. So the Red Sea opening up is based on our trust, our faith in him, our faith to make a way. He said, he is the way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the door. Our trust in him, our faith is in him, is that he makes a way, is that he is the way. He is the way out of danger. He is the way out of pain and suffering. By trusting in him, that door is open, that door to the sea. It's like Jesus Christ becomes the door, Yeshua HaMashiach, God the Father becomes that doorway through the Red Sea, where the children of Israel walk through. And only those that believe in him can actually enter in, can actually go through that doorway. I mean, this is the best way I can explain the way the Father, the way the Holy Spirit opened my understanding to this scripture. When Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, why was he thrown in the lion's den? Because he believed in the Most High God and he trust only in him. And he didn't want to do the things that the king was telling him to do. He didn't want to bow down to the image. He didn't want to not pray when they said the king's men put out a decree that no one should pray to any other god but the God, but you know, acts of anything or any oblation, any prayer, but only to Nebuchadnezzar. And Daniel trusted in God. He prayed 3 times despite that, what the king said. And Daniel knew that his God was able to deliver him. Daniel knew that Jesus Christ, Yeshua, God in the flesh, was the only way out of his troubles, out of the king's wrath. So he trusted in God, and he do what he always do. He prayed 3 times a day. And when he was thrown in the lion's den, the Lord God, Jesus Christ, becomes the way out. He becomes that doorway where Daniel entered into this faith, into this trust. It's a spiritual thing where you enter into this faith, into this trust in the Lord. And Jesus Christ, Yeshua, becomes the way out, the door where he entered in. When he was thrown in the lion's den, Yeshua was that door where he entered in, that faith, that trust. The same goes for the three Hebrew men. When the three Hebrew men was, when the three Hebrew men was told to bow down to the image that Nebuchadnezzar created, and they were told at the sound of the hornets and the music and all the other things that was playing, then they were to bow down to the image. And folks, there is a time coming where, and it's even now, it's happening in small increments, but there's a time coming where the saints will be forced to do things that is not godly. The saints would be forced to do things against the conscience that they have towards God. And our faith is going to be tried and tested so much so that we will be on death row in all shapes and form, like Daniel was thrown in the lion's den, like Moses and the children of Israel was forced to a point where there was no way out, when the Lord opened up a way in the Red Sea for them, when the Lord God shut the mouth of the lion, when the three Hebrew men were thrown into the fiery furnace that was heated seven times hotter than it was supposed to. When the Lord God, when the three Hebrew men said to Nebuchadnezzar, we know that the God we serve, we know that he will deliver us, O king. But we will not bow down to you. We will not bow down to you. We will not do what you tell us to do, because we know that the Lord, the God we serve, will deliver us. And if he doesn't deliver us, we're still not going to bow down to you. If he's not going to deliver us from this debt, we're still not going to bow down to you. But we trust in God that he will deliver us. You see, their faith was tried. Their faith was tried. The children of Israel, their faith was tried. But let me tell you, Daniel's faith was tried. The three Hebrew men, their faith was tried. And they believed in God that he will deliver them. And the fire, the heat from the furnace slew the men that was taking the three Hebrew men to the furnace. But let me tell you something. When the three Hebrew men was walking towards that fire, their mind wasn't on the fire. The fire had no power over them because they trusted in the living God to deliver them. And when they were walking towards the fire, they didn't see fire. They saw the Lord God. And they walked into that door. Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Their faith were their eyes. And they walked into that door, that way, that doorway. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the door to the sheep. So they walked into that door. Jesus Christ, Yeshua, the Father. And they were not touched, they were not burned, because their faith was so strong in the Lord. Folks, we are heading into perilous times. We are heading into a time when our faith will be so tested, will be so tried. we don't have faith like Daniel, if we don't have faith like the three Hebrew men, if we don't have faith like Moses, we are in big trouble. Jesus Christ said, we have not because we ask not. There are times when we ask amiss, to consume it upon our own lust. We ask because we ask in the flesh. It's all about the flesh. But when we ask of the Lord so that God himself will be glorified, then we have. I remember the Lord said to me one day, he said, you are a flint. You turn not to the left nor to the right. He said, you believe me even when you didn't understand. I love you, child. And I pray and I hope and pray that when the time, if I'm alive to see it, when the time of great tribulation is here, when the time of severe testing and trial is here, I hope and pray that I will remain that flint that the Lord said I am. I hope I will remain to be that flint where the Lord said to me, you veer not to the left nor to the right. You believe me even when you didn't understand. I hope when the time comes, I will have so much faith that I wouldn't veer to the left nor the right, and I will just continue to believe and trust in the Lord. That even though there were legions of armies of demons or police officers or soldiers that surround me and my family, I pray, Lord God, that you may give me the faith, that you may cause me to be that flint, to veer not to my left nor to my right, and that I may believe, and that no matter how much they surround us, nothing will touch us. For 10,000 will fall at our side and 1,000 on our other side. Only with our eyes will we behold the salvation of the Lord. But nothing will come nigh us. Nothing will touch us. Nothing will harm us. Nothing will hurt us. Folks, I just want to say, these are the days of vengeance. Do you see the times we are living in? You see the evil that's happening around the world. You see the governments of this world. They're not for you. They're not for us. Trump, Obama, the Clintons. See, Satan told Yeshua, he showed him all the kingdoms of this world in a moment of time, and he said, look at all this. All this belonged to me. It was given over unto me. And I gave it to whomever I will, if they will bow down and worship me. Satan is giving the kingdoms to whomever he will, if they bow down and worship him. And see, like, the Lord God is allowing certain things to happen to try us, to test us. All in all, we have to have faith in him. Him and him only, and no one else. Not the government, not your pastors, not your family members, but Yeshua and Yeshua only. Allow the Holy Spirit to come in and cleanse you. Cleanse us. We need to allow the Holy Spirit to come in and cleanse us and clean us up and make us whole and ready for what is coming. Folks, this brings me to the end of this broadcast, of this message. And I hope and pray that we have the faith and the strength to enter in to the things that are coming upon this earth, where Yeshua said that our heart will fail us. Praise God, and I bless every single one of you out there. Always come back in and check out my my messages that I posted on Zen Garcia's website. And folks, to God be the glory for the great things he has done. And you have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend. And tomorrow is the Sabbath day. And let us remember to keep it holy. As the Lord said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. As we enter in to the Sabbath day and as we enter in to look forward to that spiritual Sabbath, that 1,000 year with Christ. Amen. Love you all very much.